Another theatrical production opening this weekend in Springfield, Actors Theater of Missouri's Shakespeare at the Columns series presents Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, or What You Will, directed by Sarah Campbell. And these performances will be at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium, not out at the Columns, not outside. You don't have to worry about that in this time of year. They're in the auditorium in the Art Museum at 1111 East Brookside Drive, and they are free and open to the public. Of course, they will accept donations. That's a major way that Actors Theater of Missouri is able to do what they do. And also, well, that's actually kind of the what you will part. It is free and open to the public, but donations are gladly accepted. With us this morning are two of the actors in the show, Samantha Henrity and Graham Weldon. All right, I'll just turn it over to you all to talk about the show and what roles you're playing and whoever wants to go first.
Oh, yeah. I am playing Viola and Cesario. Yes. I guess.
Not the same person.
See, I wanted to let you all do it because there's so much double personalities and people impersonating other people. And yeah,
it's one of those comedies. There's a lot of mistaken identity. There are twins in the show.
Yes.
It starts off with a shipwreck where the twins get separated and they think the other has died, and they show up on the shore of Illyria, and Viola, she decides to dress up as a man to work for Duke Orsino, who I play, and he's in love with this other woman and trying to win her affection, while Viola, dressed as Cesario, falls in love with Orsino and is having to hide her feelings for him while sending his messages of love to the other woman.
Olivia, who then falls in love with Cesario, who is actually
a woman.
Viola.
Yeah, right.
It's a classic love triangle there.
Right.
And as far as who loves whom, in the middle of all this, Olivia's butler, Malvolio, is secretly in love with her, too. So, and the other members of the household kind of fool with him a little bit, trying to make him believe that she has the same feelings for him. So it's just 2 hours of utter chaos and confusion.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a whole mess, and it's kind of cruel.
It is,
in a way, but very funny.
I feel the only way that you could juxtapose that Malvolio storyline is with the just ridiculousness of the Cesario Duke storyline as well.
I mean, if Shakespeare had tried to do this as a serious story, it, like you say, it would have just seemed cruel and kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah. Now, you are doing 2 weekends at the Art Museum, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and 2 p.m. on Sundays, between tonight and January 19th, which is next Sunday. How large a cast is there, considering the fact that several people are playing more than one role?
There's like 15 to 20 of us. It's a pretty large cast
because
we have a pretty large ensemble. Mm-hmm. They make up like the servants and the attendants of the Duke and Olivia. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Now, you're playing in a fairly intimate theater over there at the Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
How is the staging for this show?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've got a lot of scenery to work with, and we have lots of hands to help move things during scene changes. But backstage, it gets pretty cramped and pretty warm, but that's something that you're used to when doing theater. So it's your home back there.
And it's set in the 20s, so I feel like that intimate feel works very well for this.
Mm-hmm. So updated to the 1920s.
Yes.
How does that work out as far as the storyline?
We set Duke Orsino's at a club rather than like a palace. So we're seeing it after hours while everybody's relaxing. They're playing poker. They're drinking. They're having a good time. I'm playing the trumpet in one of the early scenes.
I like that. Do you play the trumpet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good.
I actually haven't played it since concert band in junior high, so it's been 10 years, but I dove right back in, and I'm back up to pace.
Sarah Campbell said, well, if you can practice and get proficient at it, then we'll have you do
she
it.
She asked me if I knew how to play anything. I was like, well, it's been a while, but
yeah. Right. And again, these are free performances, but they of course, they accept donations January 10th, 11th, 12th again, and then the 17th through the 19th, 7:30 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. Sundays. You can find a lot of information about the production at facebook.com/Springfield Shakes. And that's the Shakespeare at the Columns Facebook page. Actors Theater Missouri itself has a different Facebook page, which doesn't have info on this. This is strictly on the Springfield or the Shakespeare at the Columns Springfield page at facebook.com. So you'll find lots of good information about that. And see, I guess there are photos of like not really production photos, but rehearsal photos. Yes. And yes. Yeah, you can see all that. How much Shakespearean work have either one of you done before doing this show?
This is my third show with Actors Theater, and I had only studied it at MSU before that, so I've done it a few times.
Okay.
This is my going on my eighth year with the company, so I've done a lot of Shakespeare with this company.
You've got really, because they have had this Shakespeare at the Columns series running for a number of years, mm-hmm. you've got a cast of experienced Shakespeareans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the cast are repeat actors. They've
definitely
been with the production mm-hmm. for as long as Sam's been here. They've got lots of experience.
We've got some new people that are new to Shakespeare, and they've just kind of just folded right into the company, and they've been mm-hmm. just a ton of fun to work with as people who haven't done Shakespeare before.
Do either you or they find the language difficult?
In some ways it can be. Sometimes the way Shakespeare puts certain words together, it can be a little confusing. You can get the idea of what you're saying,
right.
But since it's so different from how we're used to speaking, it can get a little jumbled up. But there's also in that a musicality to it, mm-hmm. a rhythm that
yes,
can
is.
In a way come really easy to you.
I feel like the hardest thing is that, I mean, Twelfth Night is a comedy, 100%. But I feel like the just grandiose nature that is Shakespeare, people kind of get caught up in that, and it sometimes doesn't feel like a comedy. But yet, I think that would be the hardest part of mm-hmm. that.
That's the hardest part of staging a Shakespeare comedy mm-hmm. is
absolutely.
Getting the humor across to a mm-hmm. modern audience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what the rehearsals are for. Like,
right.
if you stick strictly to the script itself, like what's funny in there, like I don't know, so then you have to play with it, and then okay, that makes sense.
I understand now.
Yeah, the physicality definitely helps with audiences who aren't so familiar with Shakespeare.
Exactly.
So
mm-hmm. Well, all right, Actors Theater of Missouri's Shakespeare at the Columns series, producing 12th Night, directed by Sarah Campbell, tonight, tomorrow night, both at 7:30, and then next Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and 2 p.m. Sunday matinees in the auditorium at the Springfield Art Museum. Free and open to the public, but they will accept donations, and you can again go to facebook.com/Springfield Shakes to find out more information. And our Viola and our Duke Orsino are here to talk about the show, and we appreciate you coming in this morning, Samantha Henrity and Graham Weldon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.